الو خيرا، طريق رقم 6 اخرجت ريف الشيء اللي بين 40 كيلو امخ جاي
ماكو شيء تيك نتالا اتك فهيكا
چمچه گبول افا
علی کتوم علی کتوم
علی کتوم
This is Southern Crescent to Red Crescent. We've got a down plane at camp perimeter.
Southern Crescent to Red Crescent, that's a negative. We have nothing in the sky at this time.
Well, we got something down here. Advise medevac unit to be on standby. We're going to check it out.
It's the Grand Old Opry on WSM Radio 650, brought to you by Goody's Headache Powder. When the night's been too long and the party's been too hearty, Goody's Headache Powder will straighten you right out. And you have my word on that. Goody.
It was cigar-shaped, red and green lights, fast as hell.
I've seen three of them flying over Chester County.
Right. Six troopers were chasing them down 22.
Whoa, I see one now. And it's over the water tower.
From the trucker's description, the shape he fired upon could conceivably have been a mountain lion.
Conceivably?
The National Weather Service last night reported atmospheric conditions in this area, which were possibly conducive to lightning.
Possibly.
It is feasible that the truck was struck by lightning, creating the electrical failure.
It's feasible.
And you know there's a marsh over there. Those lights the driver saw may have been swamp gas.
Swamp gas?
It's a natural phenomenon in which phosphine and methane rising from decaying organic matter ignite, creating globes of blue flame.
Happens to me when I eat Dodger dogs. How can a dozen witnesses, including a squad of police vehicles in three counties, become hysterical over swamp gas? I've investigated multiple sightings before. Chesapeake Bay, the Okoboji Lakes, Area 51 in Nevada. None had this much supporting evidence. Anecdotal data, exhaust residue, radiation levels 5 times the norm.
Mulder, none of that evidence is conclusive.
The only question for me is, why was the truck driver singled out?
Isn't it more plausible that an exhausted truck driver became swept up in the hysteria and fired upon hallucinations? I mean, after all, the road can play tricks on you.
Yeah, it can play tricks on you. Not like this. I started these stopwatches at the same time.
I don't know why they're holding me. This firing a weapon on a county road charge is a lot of horse manure. I'm a vet, and I know how to handle a gun.
Mr. Mannheim, I'd appreciate it if you could elaborate on the report you filed last night regarding your encounter.
It was round. Like a saucer. And green and orange lights.
Last night you said it was cigar-shaped and black.
I didn't ask for this to happen. All I want is to deliver my shipment of auto parts and forget.
Pardon me for asking, but how long have you had that cough?
Why?
I'm just concerned. You said you were a veteran.
What's that got to do with this?
The cough, the fever, the rash. Those are all symptoms of Gulf War syndrome.
I was never in the Gulf War.
Okay, so how long have you not been yourself?
Since the thing last night.
Mr. Mannheim, I'm Police Chief Rivers. Please, forgive the misunderstanding. Your truck's been squared away. You may go.
I'd like to examine the truck.
That won't be necessary.
This man has had an alleged close encounter. The truck undoubtedly contains important trace evidence. Sir, if I may.
You've gotten all you're going to get out of this county. We will no longer cooperate in your investigation.
Why?
Just go away.
Not here. Obvious someone got to the police chief. Mannheim was hiding something.
Mannheim was sick.
He only became sick last night.
Excuse me, could I shoot him? What are you suggesting, that Gulf War syndrome is caused by UFOs?
UFOs are frequently witnessed by soldiers during wartime.
Thanks. Here you go.
Mulder, the only UFOs that soldiers are likely to see are secret military aircraft.
Well, that's what made the soldiers in Iraq sick. The exhaust or fuel of a classified aircraft or its weapon.
Well, there is a base in Little Rock. You think that's what the Air Force was flying there?
They deny it, but it could possibly explain how Mannheim developed the symptoms.
Possibly.
I want to talk to some people when we get back to Washington.
Mulder, the military isn't going to talk about classified aircraft.
No, these guys are like an extreme government watchdog group. They publish a magazine called The Lone Gunman. Some of their information is first rate, covert actions, classified weapons. Some of their ideas are downright spooky.
Check it out, Mulder.
I had breakfast with the guy who shot John F. Kennedy.
Is that so?
Old dude now, but yeah. Says he was dressed as a cop on the grassy knoll.
Hey, Mulder, listen to this. Vladimir Zhirinovsky, the leader of the Russian Social Democrats, he's being put into power by the most heinous and evil force of the 20th century.
Barney?
The CIA.
Is this your skeptical partner?
She's hot.
You don't believe that the CIA, threatened by a loss of power and funding because of the collapse of the Cold War, wouldn't dream of having the old enemy back?
I think you give the government too much credit. I mean, the government can't control a deficit or manage crime.
Long gunman.
What makes you think they can plan and execute such an elaborate conspiracy?
She is hot.
Settle down, Frau Hickey.
We're not talking about a bunch of idiots up on a hill trying to bone the Capitol pages. We're talking about a dark network, a government within a government, controlling our every move.
How can they do that?
How? I'll show you how. You got a $20 bill?
Hmm. I'll check. Hey!
That's just one method. They use this magnetic strip to track you. Whenever you go through a metal detector at an airport, they know exactly how much you're carrying and where you're carrying it.
Hey, Byers, it is a federal crime to deface money.
The strip is an anti-counterfeiting measure.
How come it's on the inside? Other countries put that strip on the outside.
Okay. All right. What do you know about the Gulf War syndrome?
Agent Orange of the 90s.
Artillery shells coated with depleted uranium.
Have you heard of any classified planes being flown during the Persian Gulf War?
Why would you need to expose a secret plane to an air force that runs to Iran whenever you take to the air?
What about UFO activity during that period?
Yeah, UFOs caused the Gulf War syndrome. That's a good one.
That's why we like you, Mulder. Your ideas are weirder than ours.
Those were the most paranoid people I have ever met. I don't know how you could think that what they say is even remotely plausible.
I think it's remotely plausible that someone might think you're hot.
Did you see the way they answered the telephone? They probably think that every call they get is monitored and they're followed everywhere they go. It's a form of self-delusion. It makes them think that what they're doing is important enough that somebody would...
What's the matter?
Pitchers and catchers report for spring training this week.
Yeah, what are we doing here?
Mr. Collinger and Mr. Mulder? Maybe this year we can catch a game at Camden Yards. Of course, we wouldn't be able to sit together.
That's too bad. Something tells me you'd have the connections to get great seats.
Any park in the country.
Just a tourist.
In our line, nothing is just what it seems.
What am I on to? We go down to investigate a truck driver's encounter with a UFO, and the next thing we're discovering electronic surveillance equipment. Who's listening to us? Why won't you tell me? What am I on to?
A dangerous path.
Kuchugu Bulak, huh?
Your truck is bogus, and so is the truck driver, Ranheim. First, I checked his manifest. It listed a truck carrying 108 cartons of auto parts weighing 3,100 pounds. Then I checked with three way stations along his route, and they have it listed at 5,100 pounds. There's something in that truck, Mulder, and it's not auto parts. And of course, nobody ever reported him. Furthermore, Ranheim lied to us about being in the Gulf War. His real name is Frank Druce, and I worked hard to get this one. He was Special Operations Black Beret in Mosul, northern Iraq. Also, he didn't get sick from the encounter the other night. He's been to the VA hospital for treatments three times in the past year.
We had it. We had it, and we let it go. 4 days ago, an Iraqi Air Force pilot shot down an unidentified flying object. The wreckage and possibly the occupants were recovered by the Army.
Ranheim, the truck driver,
would be a perfect escort for the wreckage and or bodies out of Iraq to a laboratory in the United States. That would explain why the truck weighs so much more than listed. The military has, in the past, transported dangerous materials and weapons in unmarked trucks across the country. Beginning to sound like those guys over the Lone Gunman, right?
Where did you obtain this information?
Let's just say it's a source with a deep background.
I want to know all about him.
All I know is that he's guided us away from harm.
How do you know that? We work for the Federal Bureau of Investigation and we're being bugged. What does that tell you?
That tells me that not everything is as it appears to be.
Exactly. And for all we know, this deep background is the one responsible for the bug.
He's never lied to me. I won't break that confidence. I trust him.
Mulder, you're the only one I trust.
Then you're gonna have to trust me. Did you find out where the truck is now?
Generally. It's heading west, towards Colorado.
Okay, we've got to try to intercept it and see what's on board. I'm going to go pick up a few things. I'll meet you back at your place in an hour, okay?
Cut the main breaker.
You risk exposure coming here.
What I have here is too important. The photograph in that envelope was taken by an officer at Fort Benning, Georgia. 17 UFOs were spotted in 1 hour.
Is that where the Iraqi wreckage is being held? Are UFOs monitoring the area?
Nice place you have here.
Wait. I just wanted to take this opportunity to thank you. You've helped my work so much, and you've never asked for anything in return, and I know you've put yourself at great risk to do so. Best photographic evidence I have ever seen. When I first saw the Gulf Breeze photos, I knew they were a hoax. But this is the quality of evidence the government has amassed for decades at the highest classified levels. That business with the truck was just a decoy to keep anyone looking closely away from Fort Benning, where they are keeping the remains of the Iraqi UFO. We've got to leave for Georgia immediately, Scully. Come on.
Mulder, this photograph is a fake.
What?
Look. This soldier's shadow is allegedly created by the lights from the UFO, but it falls in a direction contradictory to the craft's position.
There could be an off-camera light source creating that shadow.
Now look closely at the color of the light reflected in the windshield.
Now, that reflection should be from the red lights of the UFO, but it doesn't match the color of the ship's lights.
Yeah, there's probably a degree of tint in the windshield, or the gradation could be attributed to atmospheric conditions.
Mulder, we should have it analyzed.
Why don't you just admit it, Scully? You're determined not to believe him.
Well, maybe you're too determined to believe him.
I am determined to follow a lead that may result in the proof of the existence of extraterrestrial biological entities. I need to go.
Mulder, listen to me.
No.
Please, will you just hear me? I have never met anyone so passionate and dedicated to a belief as you. It's so intense that sometimes it's blinding. But there are others who are watching you, who know what I know. And whereas I can respect and admire your passion, they will use it against you. Mulder, the truth is out there. But so are lies.
Thank you. Photo analyzed by the Bureau's computers. Initially, it appears to be legitimate. The film grain matches in pattern and density, color level, shading. Then I noticed this. It's the moon, half full. I had the reflection in this window enlarged by 25. There's the moon again, a quarter full. Not to mention the fact that the window couldn't even catch the moon's reflection from that angle. You were right, Scully. It's a fake. He tried to deceive us. Now we're alone on this. There's no one we can trust. They went to a lot of trouble to put us on the wrong track. There's something here that no one's supposed to find.
Why didn't you leave for Fort Benning?
The photograph was a fake. At least you're not insulting me further by feigning appalled surprise.
On the contrary, I think a compliment is in order. That photo was prepared by our very best.
I thought you were my ally.
Oh, I am.
Yeah, imagine if Eisenhower told the rest of the Allies that D-Day would take place in Belgium.
Mr. Mulder, I place my life in great jeopardy every time we speak. I've been a participant in some of the most insidious lies and witness to deeds that no crazed man could imagine. I spent years watching you from my lofty position to know that you were the one I could trust.
And why did you lie to me?
I needed to divert you. You and Scully are excellent investigators, and your motives are just. However, there still exists some secrets which should remain secret. Truths that people are just not ready to know.
Who are you to decide that for me?
The world's reaction to such knowledge would be far too dangerous.
Dangerous? You mean in the sense of outrage? Like the reaction to the Kennedy assassination, or MIAs, or radiation experiments on terminal patients, Watergate, Iran-Contra, Roswell, the Tuskegee experiments. Where will it end? Well, I guess it won't end as long as men like you decide what is truth. That transcript you gave me, the Iraqi pilot, that was the truth, wasn't it? Why did you even bother to show it to me?
Well, I was aware that you were onto the truck, so I knew that down the road I would have to steer you away, that I would have to lie to you. And a lie, Mr. Mulder, is most convincingly hidden between two truths. Mulder, if a shark stops swimming, it will die. don't stop swimming. I'm not responsible for the electronic surveillance, but I do know they can still hear you.
Scully, hey, glad you dropped by. I've been thinking about this whole situation, you know? And I think you're right. I think they won this one. I think we should just move on.
I think this time you're right, Mulder. There you are, Miss Scully, a round trip to get to Chicago. Here's your credit card, and the plane departs at gate 35.
I'd also like a one-way ticket to Los Angeles with a stop in Las Vegas. And for that, I'll be paying cash.
Called every way station and bureau office west of Colorado. Tied up an airphone for 3 hours. I don't speak Japanese, but I think some businessman told me to stick a piece of sushi where the sun don't shine.
My ears numb from being on hold for so many hours.
Well, at least we can be sure they didn't trace our call. I couldn't find the truck. Did you have any luck?
Yep. It's heading northwest on I-90. We have to get a couple tickets to Seattle.
You know, think about it. This truck drove across America. People that passed on the road probably thought it was hauling auto parts or furniture, you know, livestock, whatever. Nobody would have suspected it was hauling a craft from another world.
Here we go. Truck for hours. Maybe he knows we're following him and he's taking an evasive route.
Oh, if that were the case. It was an extraterrestrial biological entity. Alive.
Where did it go?
I think we were just witness to a rescue mission.
Does it fit the profile?
You asked me if it was real. Did we just have a close encounter? No, it was another hoax.
But how could anyone generate such force?
Whatever they use, we probably haven't heard of it. Sound weapons, stealth helicopter with an ultra-high intensity light. It doesn't matter. There's no evidence that this was a UFO.
So they created this elaborate show just to deflect us again. I mean, wouldn't it have been easier for them
just to kill us? Yeah, I wondered that myself. But maybe they're using me against myself, like you said before, that I want so badly to believe that I just accept the obvious conclusions and walk away.
Well, now we have nothing to go on. No one to turn to.
There's still one player in all this who hasn't lied to us. But it's not quite someone we can turn to. Leverling and Priest Rapids, east bank of the Columbia River. Did you send out a field investigator? And you can substantiate the sighting?
Okay, Nick, thanks a lot. I've contacted several organizations that have hotlines for UFO reports. Center for UFO Studies in Chicago, MUFON, NICAP, none of them have ever reported a week of such activity. It began in Tennessee, where Ranheim was encountered.
The sightings are following the path of the truck.
And after last night's hoax, look at this. 7 sightings in Mattawa, Washington. That's 100 miles away.
Aliens?
Looks like they want their colleague back.
We've driven full circle through Mattawa twice. There's nothing here.
What's over there?
I don't even know, Baragas. That's an intergalactic space greeting. It means hello, space brothers.
Hello.
What's going on here?
The UFO party.
You've seen UFOs?
Last 2 nights. They're drawn to electric power. They hover over the power plant down there.
Everyone, they are here.
This is it. There's Ranheim.
This place has got to have the highest level of security.
It's just the kind of challenge they're looking for.
Who?
Lone gunman.
It's Mulder. Turn the tape recorder off.
Okay, it's off.
Turn it off.
It's off already.
How would you like to have on your front page the first substantiated photo of an extraterrestrial biological entity?
No way. An EBE? What do we have to do?
Just hack me some identification numbers. Braidwood and Stefoff.
Personal identification number?
7593.
5311.
Open the trunk, please. Park in lot 4.
Thanks.
Display these at all times. Proceed.
Well, we said he couldn't gain access to level 6, so that's why we...
Suspicious going back.
Well, we have to find other access then. Come on.
Mulder, they're not gonna let us.
You folks come with me, please?
Yeah, we're lost. We're just looking for... We're trying to...
Just proceed down the hallway?
Yeah, if you could just help us...
Mulder, stop. We're agents with the Federal Bureau of Investigation. I'm reaching for my ID. We're here conducting an investigation.
Proceed down the hallway, please. This is level 2 to level 6. I have a male and a female who've identified themselves.
Oh, ah!
Hold it! It's up the stairs! Go! Come on, guys!
said, hold it! Oh!
Let him go. Let him go. You've done well. You're dismissed. I know how badly, how very badly you want to look through that window, but it would be pointless. It's dead. After the Roswell incident in 1947, even at the brink of the Cold War, there was an ultra-secret conference attended by the United States, the Soviet Union, the People's Republic of China, Britain, both Germanys, France, and it was agreed that should any extraterrestrial biological entity survive a crash, the country that held that being would be responsible for its extermination. I have the distinction of being one of three men to have exterminated such a creature. I was with the CIA in Vietnam. UFO was sighted for 5 nights over Hanoi. The Marines shot it down and brought it to us. Maybe it didn't know what a gun was, or perhaps they don't show emotion. But that innocent and blank expression as I pulled the trigger has haunted me. Until I found you. That's why I come to you, Mr. Mulder, and will continue to come to you to atone for what I've done. And maybe sometime, through you, the truth will be known.
Quiet, Mr. Mulder.
I'm wondering which lie to believe.
This.